Yeah, Lisa, training's gone very well. Obviously, since the county final, we had a month from the county final to the Ballygunner match on Sunday. And we gave the lads a week off, obviously, to celebrate. And look, they celebrated very, very well and very hard, and we left to go for a week. So we sat down with the players the following weekend, and we asked them where they want to go, what do they want to do. And the first one, they gave us the response that we wanted. They wanted to go for the Munster Championship. So we trained them accordingly. We trained very hard for the 2 weeks after the county final. We trained lightly this week, and everything is ready for Sunday to go and deliver their performance. And I think we're ready to do that.
Good, because when you end a 26-year wait for county honours, I suppose people will wonder, where are the ambitions then for Glen Rovers and Munster? But they are very high, are they?
Yeah, look, they are. Look, I had my own ambitions, and the other selectors had as well. But look, at the end of the day, it's down to the players what they wanted to do. There's no point in us backroom staff training the team to go and win the next match when the players didn't want to do that. So, like, the players set the tone. They want to do it. They want to go for it. So it was great to get that answer and that response. So then we just trained them, as I said, accordingly, and put in a huge effort for the, like, we had a week off after the county final. In the next 2 weeks in between, we trained very, very hard. We trained three times a week. We had a match as well in that period. And this week then, it's just kind of winding down. Couple of walking on the first touch, and it's great to get that reply from the players, because, as I say, they drive the bus, so whatever they want, we'll try and give it to them and steer them in the right direction.
Great. And in terms of your preparation, did you go outside of the county for that match, or was it just yourselves?
No, I got a phone call, it must have been Tuesday or Wednesday after the county final, from the Defence Forces, and we played them last Thursday week out in Toker. No, they were an inter-county team, to be honest with you. They had a couple of superstars playing. They gave us a bit of a dixie. I think we were beaten by 8 or 9 points in the end. Now, we were missing one or two guys, but it was great to get that game, because it just focused the minds again for fellas. And in fairness, the longer that game went on, I thought the better we got. So it just focused the minds. Let fellas give them a run out. Let them see where their fitness levels are, where their minds were at. And in fairness, it was a great game from that perspective. We don't like losing, but it kind of, again, focused the minds, and it was great to get a run out.
Great stuff. And so Ballygunner is your opposition now on Sunday. Were you at the Waterford County Final, Richie?
I did, yeah. I went down with a couple of lads from the club, and we were treated very well by the Waterford County Board, and our secretary was on to them, and they knew we were coming down, so they treated us very well. And it was a good match. Look, Ballymacgunner are a very good team. They've done 2 in a row in Waterford. They're the top team there for the last probably 10 or more years. We know we're facing a huge battle in Ballygunner again. It's not their home pitch, but really it is, because they play a lot of matches there. So we're under no illusions. But look, we seem ready. We seem fit and ready for the challenge. Tallaght put it up to him in the county final, but I'm afraid Tallaght were kind of short one or two good forwards to put the sword to Ballygunner, but they weren't able to do that. So hopefully we can do that on Sunday, but it won't be for the lack of effort.
And Richie, of course, they'll have the inside track as well on Glen Rovers, because they're managed by Cork man Dennis Walsh.
Yeah, look, definitely. Look, he'd have his own spies around Cork. And look, that's the way it is. We'd have spies in Waterford. Look, that's how you operate. You always look for help from people that you know and trust. But look, that's his job. I'll do my job. We'll do the best we can for Glen Rovers. He'll do the best he can for Ballygunner. And look, that's what we're there for. You take on a job and you do the best you can to win. And that's look, see, Ballygunner and Dennis Walsh. Look, and I know after the match, we'd be the first to shake hands. I know he's friendly with coach Ian Lynham. So look, we'd have great respect for one another and may the best team win.
Now, in terms of housekeeping, Richie, have you any new injuries? Did you pick up anything over the last 4 weeks?
No, Lisa, in fairness, we haven't, and which is great. We just, again, look, one or two niggling injuries, but nothing to report. We'll have no excuses from that front. I've never seen a team that have no injuries in 2 or 3 months, and look, touch wood, long may it last. So, like I say, just one or two niggling injuries, but we'll have no excuses on that front come Sunday.
Great stuff. All right, Richie, the very best of luck to you on Sunday. And we'll hope we'll have a Munster Club final to look forward to. But best of luck to you.
Yeah, it'll be great. It'll look great. They're in great form, so hopefully we can just keep it going.